Listener Production.
Good morning, it's Eloise Arnold with your local news briefing. There's been a strong reaction to Queensland's tough new youth crime laws. Kids aged from 10 to 17 will be locked up if they breach bail conditions, while teens 15 and older will be able to be tracked with a GPS. Aram Hosey from Save the Children says locking kids up is a breach of their human rights and won't stop young people offending.
What we do know works is to have trauma-informed early intervention. And so what that means, it's about strengthening families, it's about keeping kids in school, it's about making sure they can access services like mental health care if they need it.
Only in Queensland, for the first time, you're able to take your six-month-old to the pharmacy for a flu shot this season. Stock for the free shot is already in chemists, while GPs are still waiting.
Pharmacies got all their stock, like their private stock, whereas the government-funded GP stock / pharmacy stock isn't due till mid to late April.
Pharmacist Karen Brown there. In other news, Townsville has recorded a record low 2.2% unemployment rate. It's now the lowest rate in regional Queensland and the second lowest in the state behind East Brisbane. Taking a look at local sport, Cowboys forward Jeremiah Nenei could be facing up to 3 weeks on the sideline following the team's win against the Gold Coast Titans. The 20-year-old was charged with a Grade 1 dangerous throw and faces a 2-week suspension with an early guilty plea, or 3 weeks if he chooses to contest. Centre Valentine Holmes has also been cited by the Match Review Committee and faces a $1,500 fine with an early guilty plea for a shoulder charge. Coming up for the Cowboys, the Boys in Blue will next face the Bulldogs. And want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for Everything Townsville, and add to your favourites now.